Well, from our own point of view, I must make it clear again that it's not by any particular design. I've nothing at all against any kind of player worldwide. If they're good footballers and they wanted to play for Burnley Football Club and we could attract them, then I'd be interested. So that's one thing that we'll just clarify. You need an in-depth recruitment system in order to do that. We're building one. We had one anyway that Lee Darnborough was heading up, but we've added more to that to allow us to open our minds a little bit to new markets. Behind all that, of course, then you go on to the fact that there is, you know, it is good to see English players playing in top level, British players, I should say, playing in the top level. You know, it's important. It's important for the development of the players, not just our own, for other players, in particular the younger players. You know, the obvious one at our club being Danny Ings, but even Michael Keane, Chalabar, Kevin Long, people like this, they are getting exposed, you know, in and around. Kieran Trippier, you know, he's still relatively young. So that's a good sign, I think, for our players. And I think, you know, the greater good of the game can be looked at in many ways from many different people. What I would suggest is that it is helpful for players to be playing at that top level. And it opens up doorways to possibly, you know, games for the national side, of course. Definitely for future development of players in general, because the pathway becomes more clear, I think, when there's English stroke British players playing in any given team in the Premier League.
You've spoke to us many times about demands on managers, on football clubs to succeed, and that's at the very highest level, isn't it, in the Premier League. Does that come into it, do you think, that not necessarily there's a lack of English quality, but such is the demand for success that maybe the easy option is to go abroad?
It can be. There's a financial angle, of course, you know, which is always spoken about. At the end of the day, it is difficult. The pressures now from fans and from managers and from boards, etc., to be in the Premier League and stay in the Premier League, says that managers will go wherever they need to go to get the players. Not just the managers, but the recruitment systems of football clubs will go wherever they need to get the players that they think are necessary. What that does do, it delays the use of really young players, which I used to see. I was at Nottingham Forest as a young player, and I could name you five, you know, or so off the top of my head. You know, you had Des Walker, Gary Charles, Terry Wilson at the time, Steve Chettle, you know, Mark Crossley, you know, Nigel Clough, of course, come through as a youngster there, Scott Gemmell, Steve Stone. I mean, there's endless players at that period, but it was accepted. It was accepted from the crowd. It was accepted as being part of the fabric of that football club and really the fabric of that era of teams. Now, of course, what is accepted is you must win, and you must win a lot. So, therefore, managers' idea of longevity and promoting the youth and building these young teams and exciting young teams, you know, has become harder to do. And, I mean, even the famous players at Man United, 92 team, it's one-off, really. When you look back from that 92 to now, there's not been another club done that where they've got that clutch of very high-quality young players and got them all playing at one time.